Psalm 35, Part 2, Preface. We Christians are not to hate our enemies as the heathen do, for our Lord has commanded, Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you. Neither must we return evil for evil, but rather do good and commit vengeance to God. Herein we have the example of our Lord who prayed for those raising him on the cross. Remembering the example and command of our Lord, we should daily strive to overcome the vindictiveness of the flesh and to forgive as we are forgiven. But we are not to love the Lord's enemies as such, neither dare we wish them prosperity in their opposition to the Lord. Otherwise, we render ourselves partakers of their evil deeds. Love the person and hate the sin. This distinction is made in the third petition of the Lord's Prayer, for when we say, Thy will be done, that implies that every evil counsel and will, striving against the will of God, should be broken and frustrated. A prayer for the conversion of the wicked is at the same time a prayer against his wickedness and against him, if he is determined wantonly to continue in his evil way. A sample of a right prayer against the enemies is contained in the 35th Psalm, of which the latter part reads as follows. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation, I will praise thee among the people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me, and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Aha, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Summary. This psalm is an instant prayer of David against malicious hypocrites and all those who hate the righteous because of his piety. This genus of cringing flatterers was certainly not lacking at the court of David, flatterers to his face, slanderers behind his back. To these, David's piety and uprightness were a hindrance that they could not do after the lustings of their evil heart, and they were not his well-wishers. Such hypocritical flatterers do vast harm in all walks of life, chiefly in the church and at the courts of rulers. Of treacherous friends, David often complains in the Psalms, and to many a house applies what the Lord says, A man's foes shall be they of his own household. Oh, how necessary to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation or be seduced by the evil examples surrounding us. Prayer. Lord our God, who lovest righteousness and hatest iniquity, restrain the enemies of thy kingdom, destroy the devices of those who take counsel against thy truth, and stop the mouth of infidels and blasphemers, that the kingdom of thy Son, Jesus Christ, may be built, and righteousness and truth may be spread abroad. Amen.